This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's time once again for another Farmers Appreciation Month interview, and today we're going to take some time to visit with Neil Jordan from First National Bank in Raymond. Neil, welcome to the studios again.
Thanks, Katie. We always appreciated being invited down for this.
Always have a good time catching up with you every year. First of all, you are the senior loan officer at the bank, so just fill us in on some of the duties that you have there.
Well, my main job is to supervise the loan department. We've got about seven lenders besides myself that are working at all of our branches. We're going to focus on ag lending today, obviously, because of why we're here. And we have about four lenders, including myself, that pretty well specialize in ag lending. We've got branches in Raymond. That's our hometown branch, the home base, so to speak. We've got a branch in Morrisonville, a branch in Pawnee, a branch in Girard, and a branch in Verdon. A lot of expertise in the ag lending area with Scott Niehaus. He's been in lending about 30 years. He's working out of our Raymond branch and out of our Girard branch. Steve Munhink, he manages his own family farm still, and he's working out of the Pawnee branch and the Raymond branch. And myself, I still operate a family operation, and I work out of the Raymond branch.
So have locations pretty spread out and cover a wide area. So I imagine you're working with farms big and small, all sizes.
We have farms everywhere from 400 acres up to 10,000 acres.
So that's quite a range, and I'm sure each operation, everything is done differently. I want to talk on the side of agriculture today. Obviously, right now, farm operating loans are something that a majority of farmers have. I know that's a big part of the work that you do. Looking at back at 2016, overall, what did things look like throughout the year, and what kind of conversations were you having with farmers?
We started working on the farm operating renewals back in October of 2016, looking into 17. The good thing that happened in the area that we all benefited from was the yields. 2015 was a tough year. One of the main factors that we focus on is what we call working capital for the farmers. And working capital is kind of a benchmark. It tells us how much of their own cash they have to work on, and it gives us an indication of how much of our cash they're going to need to get through the year. After 2015, most people were operating on about as little working capital as they've ever had. When we started doing cash flow projections for 2016, it didn't look like it was going to be much better. But Mother Nature stepped in and provided us with yields that, you know, averages that approach 230 for corn and 70 for beans in some places. And that really helped everybody get through 16. Most of the farmers that we're looking at now, they did were able to increase their working capital a little bit. Gives them a little better start for 17. However, when we look into 17, it doesn't look much better from a projection standpoint than it did when we were looking at the beginning of 16. So we can't always depend on 70 bushel beans and 230 bushel corn. So, but the good news is everybody maintained their working capital or beefed it up a little bit. We muddled through, we got through 16, and 17 looks like it could be a tough year too. So
I'm sure with your years of experience with the bank, you've been through the cycles when they were down and up and back down again, and that's just kind of a part of agriculture.
That's the wonderful thing about the community banks in this area. We've lived and breathed agricultural lending for years and years and years. We've seen good years. We've seen bad years. We know what has to be done at times with some restructures to help folks get themselves back into a structure of loans is going to allow them a chance to cash flow. So we've are never interested in trying to shut down an operation. We're always interested in trying to do what needs to be done to keep that operation going.
And I imagine the relationships you have with some of your clients, those don't just stop at the bank. You see them at community events, and you might even be friends with some of those people.
It's amazing how much of my customer base is actually on my cell phone now, and a lot of the phone calls don't even come through the bank now. They come to your cell phone, and they come in the evenings, and they come on the weekends, and that's fine with us because it is a relationship.
Well, I think that's a great thing to hear, and that's one benefit of banking locally and something that I appreciate, and I think a lot of people around this area. Neil, I think it was a great update. Anything that I haven't asked you or final thoughts, or I always like to give you the opportunity to say thank you as it is Farmers Appreciation Month.
Well, as a community bank and with our focus on agriculture, I just want to say thank you to our customers, and not only the farmers and the producers out there, but also all the ag businesses in the area that we do business with and that do business with our farmers. And these communities got to stick together and just encourage people to keep doing business locally.
Thank you very much, Neil Jordan, the Senior Loan Officer at First National Bank in Raymond.